This is Bird Note. Celebrity watchers follow Brad and Angelina. There was rather a fuss over the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. But the celebrities of the whooping crane world have to be the Lobstick family. Lobstick? The name comes from where the cranes nest, in the Lobstick Marshes just outside the Wood Buffalo National Park of North Central Canada. The Lobstick male, at 33, is the oldest whooping crane in the wild, whose age we know for certain. A pair of whooping cranes usually raises just one chick every other year. But Tom Stain of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service tells us the Lobsticks have raised 17 chicks in 29 years. Increasing the population of whooping cranes is slow going. Part of the challenge is that young cranes don't know instinctively where to migrate, so they follow their parents on the journey south. The family stays together through the winter, munching on tasty blue crabs at Aransas on the Gulf Coast of Texas. And the young often make the trip back to Canada with their parents in the spring, only then going off on their own. Healthy wetlands in Canada and in Texas are essential to the future of the endangered whooping crane. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.